New York's Workers' Compensation Board has started a sweeping effort to examine the workers' comp system and look at how it could more effectively meet the needs of injured workers and employees. It's in the midst of holding sessions where injured workers can express their opinions. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The second of three sessions that allows injured workers to chime in on the discussion in Central New York was held yesterday in Syracuse. Fidel Alejandro Velazquez Perez was among those telling stories. His ankle was shattered 3 months ago on a job at a stone cutting company in Delaware County. He's still waiting for a workers' comp hearing that's scheduled at the end of this month. In the meantime, he's basically homeless.
Yeah, I need help. I don't have any resources right now. I don't have money to buy food. I don't have money to get my phone so I can call my family.
Interpreting for Perez is Rebecca Fuentes of the Worker Center of Central New York. She says immigrant voices especially need to be heard because they face the added problems of a language barrier and retaliation from employers, as well as an ignorance of the system altogether. An answer to that would be more outreach from the agency.
People in this building need to get out. We want to see them out at events, tabling. We need to see them everywhere because workers are getting injured and they are not having access. They are not having equal access to this right.
There's one more workers' hearing in Syracuse. It's the first Monday in January. Advocates say these three hearings are not enough and suggest the state hold more and do a better job of publicizing them. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.